Guess who's back, Dave?
Let me think. Tua?
He is back. So Tua lucky is you. Back. Lucky me. Lucky me. Lucky Dolphin fans. Tua's back.
We'll see.
Yeah. And I'll say, like, I'm super excited Tua's back. And I've been saying it for a while that Tua was back this week. I said Tua's definitely coming back after the Indianapolis game. Week 8.
You should be excited, Joe.
Yeah. And everything pointed that he was coming back. I'm shocked at, I guess I could say, I was excited from his interview, from his first press conference after.
Yeah,
it was Monday.
Sounded all there.
Yeah, he seemed really pissed off, right? Uh-huh. Seemed like he was just angry. He stated.
Media.
Yeah, I think that's one of it. Obviously, he came up with some really interesting comments, which I was really shocked on. Was few. Number one that I was really shocked on what he said. He's been throwing the ball for 5 weeks.
That's a long time.
It's a long time for somebody.
Did he take a break or anything?
No, 5 weeks. He said since the second day out, he said he was symptom free and he was throwing the ball.
It's a lot of hours.
And like working out. So he's claiming he was symptom free from the second day being out.
Wow, it's weird you wouldn't hear about that.
Exactly, right? And I think we talked about this, that he was, you know, was traveling with the team and doing all this stuff. So that's why everybody was very positive saying Tua's coming back as soon as his IR is over.
The question was, did he ever have a concussion in the first place?
Exactly. Right. But, I mean, he assumed he had something, a mild one. Maybe he wasn't as aggressive.
Well,
as
he's high profile.
One. He is, exactly. But the interesting thing that really got me going was, and we talked about it a couple weeks. We actually been talking about it every week, was the Guardian cap. And we said that.
I know you keep seeing it.
Right. And I think we said, Tua comes back, he's wearing the Guardian cap.
I thought for sure that would be the case.
So did I. And I was like, he has to, because it's almost like, kind of like why he had to go on IR. The league's going to say, you have
if
to wear this.
If you're not wearing it, like, you know, him saying, like, if you're not wearing it, then there lies the questions, right?
Right.
So what's happening?
Right. He's not wearing it. He refuses to wear it, which to me, it's like mind-boggling, because I'm like, you have your running back in a chain that's wearing it. Because he came back from concussion. He wore it last week. You're seeing it everywhere. I saw it again
on the games. Guys are hesitating to wear them.
Right. And you've seen this guy that was forced to go on IR because of concussion symptoms.
4 games.
And you're coming back from it with your history of concussion saying, nah, I'm not going to wear it because of personal reasons. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's just going to cause all kinds of, you know, questions. Right. More questions. His personal decision.
Which to me, I don't get it.
Yeah. It's almost like we could all say that.
Yeah.
It's a personal decision that I'm going to put myself at risk. Right? So I'm like, okay, so are you going to tell us what your personal reason is, or are you just going to label it personal reason? So did he tell us why?
Nothing. And he did make a comment where, like, you know, everybody that goes to work, it's, you know, it's unsafe. You jump in your car and drive, and it's not safe. And everything. And I get it. I get what he's trying to say, right?
Yeah. I'm not wearing my guardian cap when I drive.
You have a history of stuff. And I think we also said was, you know, is this going to be mandatory one day? And I thought this would have been the example to say, if you want to play again, this has to be on your helmet or you're not playing.
Yeah. I mean, his fans, like, I've been talking about the young fans. What kind of example is he setting?
Even on your team.
Yeah. Knowing that this is proven. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't have the stats.
It's 50%.
Like less of a chance. Okay, so right there alone, knowing a guy is susceptible to them because he's had them already.
Right.
So he's deciding as a personal decision. Like, so I guess he's maybe.
Did
he
buy stocks and they didn't work out? I don't know what his personal decision is. I don't get it.
Sounds like he's vain.
There's something. And I know, okay, but he did change his helmet. He went to this like better helmet designed for quarterbacks. And I get it. I think he was already wearing that last
year. I think
I've
seen these.
And now it's like another. Yeah. I guess he got another level up on that helmet.
The aerodynamics on it is different.
Maybe it's just as comparable. I have no idea what his personal reason could be. It's not the fact that you have a bobblehead on you, because nobody cares anymore, obviously, because everybody's wearing it.
And if you're wearing it, everyone knows why.
In practice.
And everyone knows why.
Right? And I get his quarterback, you don't have to really wear it in practice, right? But.
And it's not slowing you down. It's not changing your game. So
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's kind of strange that he would decide.
Really, from a fan, like, I'm a believer. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's proven it last year, right? I think he's
okay.
He's the Dolphins without him. And look at him.
Yeah.
Without him, the record shows it. right? Yeah. So to me, he's like their star player, which he is, the leader of the team, right?
Their only chance.
The swag of the team, the energy of the team, yeah, the vibe of the team. And you can see it already because all the players that are getting interviewed are so excited
that he's coming,
right,
back.
That he's coming back. Yeah. Right. And then like Tyreek's out there, obviously being Tyreek, like, get me off your bench for fantasy. I'm ready to explode next week. Everybody's excited about it. Where's that fantasy? Because it's proven that they can't win without him.
Yeah.
So he's your best player. But your best player is being selfish out there right now.
Yeah. I mean, here's the big but.
So weird.
Like, think, Joe. He goes out there, he has a head on collision, and something horrible happens. And he wasn't wearing this thing when he probably should have, and it wouldn't have mattered if he was wearing it. It's not making a difference. And then all of a sudden we have like the ultimate kind of controversy on our hands. So, you know, I think mandatory. Remember we talked about this?
I agree.
Mandatory. If you coming back from a concussion, whether he had one or not,
you're out for it. You had to go
the
through
reason
protocol
why you're out is because, yes. Yeah.
Yep.
So having said all that, for him to come back, not wear it, set a bad example, and if something were to happen, oh my God, it's just light a fire under like the whole thing.
Exactly. And if something happens where maybe it's not as serious but still happens.
Yeah, there's no reason why he should be wearing it.
Everybody's going to say, well, why didn't you wear it?
Yeah. No reason why he shouldn't be wearing it.
I don't get it.
And the fact that he used a cliche of personal reason and no backup. You made the wrong decision.
I don't get it either. And like I said, love the guy.
Yeah, you know, well, I pray nothing happens.
Me too, obviously, right? And he's like, oh, I got to be better for my team. Like, of course, yes. Everybody's got to slide. I mean, it's given, right?
Yeah, but they're not looking at his
but it's exciting.
Helmet.
But it's still exciting, right? It's still exciting because you get the all-star guy back. You get the team's back.
Let's
see
energy,
what happens.
The
energy's
like
back. Now
back,
we got to see the hill, the water,
savior
the
coach.
Star. Here we go. Big time savior coach. And another thing, Tua's back. Let's say they win. They start winning. And let's say they win out and they go to the wild card game. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a big hill to climb for them.
Okay? Yeah, but it's possible.
It is. Yeah. And if they do it, and if they win, they move on. And if they lose the next round, or if they get to the wild card and lose, which is fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's fine for who?
Where, like, I mean, like, because they had to come back with all these losses.
Oh, yeah,
and
considering
come back
what happened.
Right,
sure,
exactly,
yeah.
Right? And
that's a win.
And they
yeah,
lose.
A win, yeah.
As ownership, when do you start figuring out that this doesn't work? I look at the coach right away. Worst offense in the league coming from the best offense last year. How's that possible?
Yeah.
Because of one guy down?
No, you should be calling the Dolphins,
close.
Joe, and letting them know.
Yeah.
Because I think anyway, you're right. I just wonder if everyone else is thinking that.
Right, yeah. Anyway, Tua's back. It's exciting. It's exciting for the league. It's exciting for the team. It's exciting for the fans. A little bit of confusion out there about why he's doing what he's doing when it comes to guardian cap and all that.
Yeah, I really want to know why.
But he does look very upset up there. So obviously he thinks he should have been playing 5 weeks ago. If he's saying I've been throwing the ball, so maybe there's something there that
we don't
know. Yeah,
in his mind, he never had. So
exactly.
Why am I wearing a cap for someone
that's
that had
right.
one?
That's
I get it.
Point.
So,
that's
but why don't he just say that?
Because maybe he's not allowed.
Man, like,
maybe there's so
but
much.
But then it's
hush
just causing so much of this,
right? I don't know.
That gives us something to talk about.
I'm excited to see what happens. I mean, they got Arizona.
They're not playing the best team,
but it's a good team to get warm up snaps
sure.
in there, right?
Sure. Well, any team for that matter. I mean, for him to just come back and play any team and then win successfully and win by, you know, a good margin and him throw some TD passes, it's going to bode well for the Dolphins.
Right. And this is a big game for the Dolphins. The Dolphins are 2-4.
They have to win.
Yeah. They have to win. You go 2-5. It doesn't matter if Tua's back or not.
Yeah.
You really.
Yeah,
because
otherwise you're hoping other people lose.
Because I think the percentage now is very low to make wild card, right? Like, so it's do or die.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, they've always said, like, if you have a losing record after 5 games, your chances of making like the playoffs is really slim. So
they're
at the cusp.
Yeah, and they're just lucky that what's going on right now in the whole AFC is not a lot of teams running away, right? It's a lot of like 3-3, 3-4s, 4-3s. So there's
a
chance.
The only ones is the Bills, like in their division.
In the division.
That's
the
I'm
only
saying.
One that's
Oh, you're talking about the wild card, sure.
Yeah, but the only one running away right now.
It doesn't matter about winning division now. It's about getting in the wild card and making a run, right?
Talk about winning. Our friends, the Kansas City Chiefs, are the only undefeated team.
Yeah.
Standing.
And that's one of the reasons why we probably chose not to talk about them much.
because we knew this was going to come.
It's like, is the dynasty team playing? I mean, I'm not saying that they're a dynasty yet, but, well, they're putting some pieces together.
They are. They just picked up DeAndre Hopkins.
That's
what do you think about that?
Well, I think as much as he's older, like he's a dynamic player. He catches everything. He's a hands catcher. Yeah. He's like great a really, receiver. Really, really good player. And Mahomes is just going to probably even elevate that, right? I think he's just going to make him even look better than he is on a Titans team, which isn't very good. So, yeah. So I think he's going. Who wouldn't want to go where he's going? And Mahomes can't be any happier than probably having a dynamic receiver like Hopkins.
And I don't even know in Kansas City if any of these guys are coming back.
Yeah, no, it's like kind
of it's Hollywood Brown coming back. Is Rice coming back for the end?
See,
of the
year? My understanding is Rice not coming back.
Like if these guys are coming, imagine these guys come back.
Yeah, then like they're loaded.
They're loaded.
Yeah,
but
to become the
but they're winning. They're 6-0.
They're winning, all right.
I watched the game against San Fran. Yes, they won by 10. They won 28-18. But that game didn't blow me away.
No, it was kind
of... From both sides of the ball. It was actually...
It was actually kind of sloppy.
It was a very bad quarterback game for both.
Yeah,
sloppy. So if you think about this, Patrick Mahomes went 16 for 27 for 154 yards, 2 interceptions, and 2 sacks.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not
his standard.
Right.
Put it that way.
Right? His rating was 44.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's horrible. But now flip this. Ready? Brock Purdy went 17 for 31, 212 yards, 3 interceptions, 1 sack with a 36.7 rating. That was absolutely horrendous play by both sides of the ball.
Yeah, so it was 2 quarterbacks struggling.
Big time struggle. Yeah. Which San Fran and Kansas City do have really good defense. Like, we have to give it to them on that. Like, both of them have good defense.
100%. Right?
So we knew it was going to be a defensive game. Kansas City still snuck it out 28-18.
Of course they did. Yeah.
They still found a way to win.
Kansas City always finds a way to win. San Francisco, in big games, finds a way to lose.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're struggling.
Historically.
They're struggling. What are they? They're 3-3?
I think they have a losing record.
3-4.
Yeah. Because they haven't had their bye yet. So they're 3-4.
They're losing record. San Francisco.
The game after this week, they get their bye. But they've lost now. Like talk about player injuries, right, Joe? Like the injuries and how it can transform your team. They now have lost.
And
like
they lost Debo last game, right?
Yeah. Well, Anuk, gone.
Oh, Anuk.
They need McCaffrey back.
And which rumor
is? But he's
is,
not coming back till after the bye, though.
That's what they're saying. Rumor is it's going to be after.
And
the
then
bye.
They got a big
but is he
game.
The same? Is he the same? We don't know. It's double Achilles for this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't even know what he's going to be.
Yeah, if
he might come back, but you don't know what you got.
What if he can't cut like he used to? You know what I mean?
I know, he could have lost a step or something. Yeah.
But, like, obviously everybody had upside for San Fran this year because they've been a great team.
Yeah, they said that Purdy, like, during training camp, they said that he's looked lights out. Like, he was the... But it's almost
I don't know what lights they were looking at.
I feel like you know, for a guy that came out of nowhere, I know he was like the last draft pick and all that. Whatever. I'm not even talking about that. I mean,
it was like a Tom Brady story for him. It was supposed to be.
Yeah, but if you look at, okay, he hadn't played a lot of football in the NFL. So now teams are like, maybe they're catching up on this guy. I mean, it's easy for us to say, you know, but when you're throwing 3 interceptions in critical times in the game, then... Well, where's your decision making? I thought that this guy was a good decision maker, but
maybe it wasn't
his fault. I don't know. Like I'm just saying, but when the game plays out, this guy has been lights out. Now it doesn't. They look like they got some big holes happening.
Which I guess it's
not just injuries,
right? Agreed, 100%. And I think it's one of those things where you look at saying, okay, last pick quarterback. So obviously he wasn't up there as like a pedigree quarterback.
But that doesn't mean necessarily.
Right. He also had a great team around in the past couple of years, especially defensively, right?
Amazing.
And offensively.
Yeah.
But it's kind
the
of
strongest.
But it's kind of going to go back to coaching again too, where, and it's kind of funny how McDaniels is a, like the Miami coach is a protege of, what's his name from San Fran?
Shanahan.
When stuff starts crumbling, how can you adapt? And even looks like Shanahan can't.
Well, I mean, you go
he
back
doesn't
to
have the weapons.
You know what? It's funny you say that, Joe. Like you go back to the days when they blew it against Atlanta. When Atlanta blew it against the Patriots.
Yeah.
He was the offense coordinator.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
When
at all.
They were up,
we were up
Matt
by
Ryan.
A half. They're up by like 20
so
or something. It was
does this like you know we always talk about like when you're under pressure and your team is like needs a little spark. You know, you can't be played from behind. They always talk about teams that can't play from behind. They might be one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, they get behind, they're done.
Because your defense can only do so much.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure all the losses they have, they weren't ahead in those games.
Yeah.
So Shanahan's, he's got, all of a sudden he becomes a little question mark.
Yeah, now he's a little more exposed, yeah. Right? He's again exposed. So, good game for Kansas City. Hats off. They're 6-0, yeah. Right? I mean, defending champs.
They got their number one wide receiver in their lineup again.
I don't know who they're playing this week, but you know, everybody wants to beat the Super Bowl champs, and they're undefeated, so nobody's beat them yet. So they're 6-0.
The best team that won last year is the best team this year, and they actually struggled last year.
Yeah, and won the Super Bowl. This year looks like. I mean, like, no, they struggled last year because
they were actually losing games last year.
They didn't have a winning record right away. They were like a 500 team.
Yeah, like, oh, they're not what they're... And all of a sudden now they're like, yeah, we're just winning because that's who we are.
Yeah, and you know what? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. And I know we always say let's not talk about them, but...
We talked about them for quite a bit
now. If you want to be the best, then be the best.
Yeah, well, they're proving it.
If you're going to be the best football team, then go out there and win it all.
No, yeah, well...
Be the best.
Yeah. If they do it this year, dude...
Yeah.
Then they are the best.
Yeah. Be the best. If you're going to go 6-0 and you're going to end up finishing the season with a perfect record, be 17-0, then go win it all. Right? I mean,
yeah. Even if they don't finish with a perfect record this year.
Yeah, but if
but I know what you're saying.
Then do it. Then
you want to be perfect? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Win it. but that's the mentality of that team. And that's the Andy Reid in them.
Yeah, yeah. The coach, for sure.
That's where it is. It starts
that's what
from
I mean
there.
When we talk about coaching. Shanahan, yeah. Andy Reid. You know, like when you're down, what do you got? Kansas City's been down many times and they just. They rise to the top.
Yep, they do. So, which was a good game. Another good game. I don't know if you watched it, but I watched a bit of it. I definitely watched the end. Was Houston and Green Bay?
Yeah, I wanted to tune into this one. I didn't have enough, but it was kind of like tight, which I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I think it was the field goal
to win with the second left, like with the seconds left.
Yeah.
They end up Green Bay was down by three.
Half a touchdown to win it. Oh wait, they only won by two, right?
Yeah. Sorry, they were down by two, and they won. Yeah, they won 24-22.
But that's two good. I feel like that's two well-coached teams, yeah. Two young teams, two hungry teams.
Diggs was taken out of the game, 100%. Like,
oh yeah,
non-existent.
Oh.
Yeah,
non-existent. He didn't get nothing.
Hardly anything. Oh. Nothing. They took him right out of the game.
Interesting.
Well,
Green Bay does have. I think it's Alexander. Like if they manned up on him and took Alexander, I think that's his name.
It is. But how do you man up on him and then not like Collins?
I know.
But they did. They took him right out of the game.
Yeah. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows what their plan was?
But I don't know if it was him. Which I should have got my stuff together before. But I think it is Alexander. Where Diggs and him been going back years.
Oh, they had a little...
nonstop. And again, it trickled down this week, and they just took him right out of the game, which was hats off. You know, Diggs is still a weapon. They might have needed him, and they couldn't get at him. So, but Green Bay snuck that one.
Yeah.
So, well, if we talk about the North again, getting tight.
My God, that's the congestion division, right?
Getting tight. Yeah. Getting very tight, and the Lions beat the Vikings. So, that's why I got really...
Yeah,
the leveling playing, it's getting there, man. The Lions beat the Vikings.
That's the division where, you know, you've got some really good teams right now. Like, I mean, right now. Who knows, like, you know, when we get near the end. Minnesota, to me, is not... I feel like they've won, but they've almost won. Like, they have an amazing record, but I feel like they're not good of a team.
The Lions just beat them. They only won by two.
Yeah.
It was a high-scoring game. It was 31-29.
And the Lions, I mean, to me, I consider them a good team now. So I just think they're in a good division.
And they have the Rams on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that game.
Yeah, well, the Rams.
They could go 5-2, the Lions. I mean, the Vikings.
Yeah, the Rams are capable of being a good team if they have all their pieces.
Which they might all be
like you could say about any team.
Yeah, yeah, right. So Lions come up. So Lions are now 5-1. And I'm still saying, I know I said it from day one where I wasn't a believer. I mean, it's starting to become, okay, wait a minute. But the North is close. The North is getting tight. North is getting tight.
Yeah.
Like it's anybody's division. So was the Lions and the Vikings the first game within the division? No, Green Bay lost to the Vikings. Home opener, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was with, and that's when Love got hurt, right?
Yeah.
In the first game, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. So looks like they've played.
I think anything can happen in that division, and then you got the Bears, and you know
they're coming off the bye this week.
Williams
right?
is turning into what everyone. That's why he got picked first overall.
Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see about the North. Another interesting game that I saw that I actually was really excited watching. We watched a little bit together. was the Steelers and Jets.
Oh, yeah.
And it was exciting. There's
so much
game.
To talk about in that.
Yeah, because I was excited last week. Remember? I was like, yeah, Russell like, Wilson.
Yeah, because you thought it would light a spark, and you're right. Like, it somehow, like, whether he was throwing it up, like, he had nothing to lose. Wilson, right?
Nothing
so he's play, he was playing like it. He's like, well, you know what? I got nothing to lose. I won a Super Bowl. I'm capable of playing well. He played well.
And nope. Pittsburgh has no offense, and he comes in and puts 37 points on the
board. Yeah. Old man Rodgers. Like, I felt like he was showing signs of life, and then you get that trade, and you're thinking, oh, he's just going to light a fire. Like, Adams is going to light a fire off the bench. Well, he looked like the same bench player that he was on the Raiders. He didn't do anything.
I think he had like 17 yards. Like
non-existent.
Non-existent.
I'm not saying that's Adams' fault. You know, it's Rodgers' fault that he's not getting his guys the ball, but Rodgers still, once again, he can't move.
He can't get out of the pocket.
He had
two interceptions, one sack, one passing touchdown, but he couldn't.
But he was pressured all the time.
He can't get out of the pocket.
Yeah, he just
and when
looks
he gets
awkward.
Sacked, looks like a dinosaur. Like he just like gets a slow sack. He just can't move.
Yeah, the Jets move. Are like they're like as everywhere. as we thought, they're just not a good team.
And that I think
so
why
sad for the Jets fans.
It is because I think there was upside. There was upside for that division this year. Everybody thought this was the year the Jets are going to fight for it.
Yeah, it was last year, but because of the injury, they thought, okay, well, he's coming back, and then they would be the team that we thought they would.
Right.
But they're not.
They're not.
None
and
close.
Which always happens in this division, because this was the year that the Dolphins and the Jets were supposed to fight the Bills for the division. Both teams end up disastrous.
Yeah.
But the Jets have been disastrous since game one. Like, Rodgers never left hurt. Like, they've just been disastrous.
Yeah, nothing went to plan.
They graded their coach. I like their coach, but it seems like they still don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
If I'm a Jets fan,
no, they're it's trouble, man.
I think it's troubling. Over. I think it's over.
Yeah, that's a rebuild.
I think it's you need a quarterback.
Yeah, you got some pieces, right? Definitely on the defensive side of the ball, you have got some really good pieces. Mm-hmm. But to fix their problem, it's not the old guy playing quarterback anymore. You need to move on from him. You know, they still get a chance because, well, why wouldn't you say that? Like,
well, of course,
we just got to win next week. Well. Yeah. You say that week after week, but then the weeks run out, right? You only have so many weeks left.
Would you have not, like, is it too early for a wide receiver? So, like, Devontae Adams, and then this week we have DeAndre Hopkins. Is it too early for these guys to jump on the field?
Not with guys like the veterans, right?
No, these guys. Any offense and go.
Yeah, because they understand how to run a, like, first of all, like, the hardest thing for a receiver is know how to run proper routes. And I think coming into being professionally coached, these guys have it nailed.
Right.
So there's no excuse why they can't just step in and run a route and be open.
Okay, so what's the position in football? We're going to go sidetrack here on this one, but what's the position in football that you think it's not easy? Like, they need time before they get out there. Was it offensive linemen?
Offensive linemen, for sure. Yeah. Defensive linemen, stunts and all those things that they have to understand. And honestly, I think unless you play man-to-man, playing like cornerbacks and safeties in the NFL, it takes a lot of know-how. You kind of like are a coach on the for safeties, for sure.
Yeah.
But cornerback, sure. Yeah, if you just say, just guard that guy and you're an athlete, go run around with that guy, sure. But like offensive line, no doubt that center, no, like center for sure. Like you can't just throw center in there.
Yeah, and you see that when like centers go down.
Yeah,
not
but
in
a
the
wide
backups
a wide receiver, hey, go run, go
run a route.
Here's the play. Here's your route. Go run it. Like, I'm sorry, those guys should be able to jump right in.
Yeah. Do you think running back would be the easiest?
As long as you're not a every down back, sure. Here, you're coming in for first, second down. We're going to run one play. But if you're a pass-blocking running back and you need to understand the nuances of the offense, then no.
No.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying no position is easy.
Right, yeah, of course, because you don't understand the coach's playbooks are always tricky.
But if you understand the position, like, you know, it's kind of like you just go, okay, well, here, I'm going to run this route. I mean, it just seems obvious that an Adams or a Hopkins – or a good wide receiver has been in the league for as long as they have, all pros, put him in the lineup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because what's his name? Traded from the Browns to the Bills.
Oh, Cooper.
Cooper. Got a touchdown.
Yeah,
he didn't get a lot of yards.
Yeah, he also, chemistry's, like, I mean, as much as I say, okay, you know, just jump in there and run your route, like, there's still, you have a different quarterback throwing the ball.
Right.
different spin on the ball.
Yeah. Higher,
different
lower,
touch on the ball. Harder, yeah, softer. Yeah. You know, there's those little.
Too much. You're
like,
not used
that's
to
why
that
you
stuff.
See these guys yeah. drop these easy passes sometimes. Like, yeah. I don't know who's throwing me ball right now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they just got like. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. So, okay. So
but Cooper, have, I mean, I still, like I said, I just think he's the best signing. I'm not saying Hopkins isn't going to be awesome.
You said that last week. Yeah, you said that last week.
Yeah, I just feel like how he's that professional, quiet receiver that's not going to, like, you know, blow up on the sideline. He's just going to come in there and play.
Yeah.
I think they got the best guy.
And I think he's
not to take anything away from Adams, because I know he seems to be a professional too. But like, you look at some of these receivers and, you know, the whole diva language, and it's just
and Cooper's
like,
not.
Dude, man,
he's always been under
he's
the radar.
Never been
he's
a diva.
Like, give me the ball or not. I'm still going to run. I'm going to block. I'll
yeah,
do
I'm not
going to
say
do.
Much.
Just tell me what you need me to do. Yep. You need me to block this game? I'll just block.
Yeah, I'll take one of those players every time of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. And listen, and the Bills did end up winning, and they right now it looks like they're going to run away with this if they keep going. But they...
yeah, but you don't know who they're going to play, Joe, so you never know if they're going to run away with anything.
Yeah, like, it's true. It's true. And then one other game, it was last Monday night. It was Monday Nighter, Baltimore and Tampa.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a shootout game, 41-31 for Baltimore, but man, Baltimore.
Yeah, they kind of, at the end, it was like, I kind of watched a bit of this one. It was like, really like, pumped up game. Both teams were firing.
Yeah,
because early
the first
on,
drive.
But
like,
then,
yeah.
But then, you know, Mayfield with the interceptions just kind of crushed them. Like, Lamar does Lamar. Henry's doing Henry. Like, Baltimore just seems to be, like, that team. But Tampa, I think they kind of, like, they kind of caused their own problems in that game. I mean, aside from the bad injuries that they got on the wide receiver front, you know, with Godwin. He's done.
Well, and Evans.
And
caught,
Evans
caught that pass.
But he was
right
playing
away.
On a bad hamstring already.
He was, and now he's out.
Yeah.
After so, this game, they said he's out three games. So that cost them.
Yeah.
Just to get that. Do you think he's out there for that record? He got his 100th touchdown.
Maybe. I mean.
But as soon as he got his touchdown,
Tell you, the touchdown pass that he caught was not a touchdown pass he normally catches. He was laying on the ground almost catching it.
Yeah.
And then that play where he blew out his hamstring again, I'm like, maybe he shouldn't have been playing.
So I'm thinking.
Godwin was an unfortunate injury.
Yeah, it was.
Because he probably shouldn't have been in the game. You know, that's a whole other story. Like, when do you pull guys? Like, when the game's over.
And then that Irving.
But Baltimore is just, they're getting Henry.
Man, the they best, look good. They look
getting
so
Henry
good.
Is like the best signing ever.
And they lost the first two games.
Which is crazy to
and
think
they
of.
They look so good. Like, I'm, I, you,
that's
I'd
crazy
be shocked.
That they lost their first two games.
I'd be shocked if not Super Bowl, AFC, if they weren't in the AFC Championship. Shocked.
My money would be on them.
Yeah.
100%. Like the way they're looking now,
look
as
like
long
a,
as there's
looking like a Baltimore
like
KC AFC Championship.
Baltimore has they must have a little bit of vengeance, kind of like on their mind, like how poorly they played.
Oh, they got to have a chip on
in
their
the
shoulder.
NFC
have
Championship
to,
game. Yeah,
have to.
So and then getting you know Henry and then Lamar against you know Kansas City's probably they're kind of stacking now. Every team that thinks they can win and get to the championship game is stacking. Give me that wide receiver. Give me that, you know, give me that puzzle piece and see what happens.
You almost wish they get to play them again because Kansas City beat them at the home opener, right? Kansas City won home opener.
Yeah.
Then they lost to the Raiders. Then they just came back and slaughtered the Cowboys.
Losing to the Raiders now.
Slaughtered the Cowboys, slaughtered the Bills, right? Snuck by the Bengals. Right?
Yeah. Well, the Bengals actually, right? Like
snuck
I said,
by, not snuck by, but it was still won by
Bengals
like
are a good
eight
team.
On Commanders, right? Won by 10 on Tampa. They got Cleveland next. They're gonna run them over.
That's gonna be ugly.
They're gonna run them over. Like points are going up, and defense is gonna step up. Like Cleveland's, they're gonna do nothing that game.
Yeah, I know. Watson, that was done.
Then they have the Browns.
Not that it mattered.
Then
it
they
have
the Browns,
done.
Right?
They're then, gonna run.
No,
over.
Sorry. They have the Browns. Then they have the Broncos. Then they're back in Cincinnati. Then they got the Steelers, the Chargers, the Eagles. Their bye, which is week 14, which is really good to have a bye that late
wow.
in season.
Yeah.
Giants, Steelers, Texans, and then Browns. You wish Kansas City was in there somewhere again. You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
to see where
yeah,
they are with them before.
I,
right?
It's true. It's true. Because they're probably just going to go on a run.
They're going to go on a massive run.
Yeah.
The only team that I can
happens
see
every
in
year
there
too.
Is we don't know who the Steelers are. Did they find a spark with Russell Wilson? We don't know.
Good question.
Houston, we know who Houston is, so Houston could take one, and Cincinnati could like take them. Everybody else.
Yeah, goodbye. Yeah, they're just going to run over you.
Like, what are they going to lose? Four games, maybe? If?
Yeah.
They look good. They look good.
Yeah, they're
really good.
They're going to be a top seed.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City, as long as they don't lose, and they haven't lost yet, so they'll be the number one seed.
And we always know it's come down with scheduling, right? I mean,
yeah.
Do you have a stronger schedule? Like, I guess you could say a weaker schedule towards the end of the year, or do you have a harder schedule?
Yeah.
You know, make a break here. Do you play more interdivision games? Like,
yeah. Well, they're like, as we always say, the division, you got to win your division. But I think of one team that doesn't care who they play is Kansas City.
Yeah, because
they got nothing to prove.
He's the coach. He's got a solid game plan.
Yeah, always. He's as we know.
He has to retire Kansas City Chief.
He's not going anywhere else.
No.
It would be, that'd be blasphemy. He's not going anywhere else. No. He's already like been coaching forever anyway.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere else.
Such a good coach.
Maybe he'll coach a high school team.
After he wins, everything goes down to high school. He's such a good coach, man. Like, he's just like, even if his team's not doing well on one side of the ball, he figures out how to support them.
Yeah.
Right?
That's because Andy Reid is a personality first. Everyone must love that guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy to hang out with.
Yeah. I like what Kansas City's doing. You know, they're putting nobody's running away with records. Like, Kelce isn't kind of non-existent.
Yeah.
Right? Patrick Mahomes is not.
Yeah, they're not putting up big numbers.
They're not.
They just put up the W's.
Star players are down, but they rally as a team to win. And that, to me, is coaching.
Yeah.
Right? That's all coaching. So we got 6-0. And then this week, we got some big games. You know, we got Dallas and San Fran.
Yeah.
Dallas coming off a bye.
Yeah, good luck to them.
San Fran favored by 4.5 at home.
Yeah, they should be. I mean,
but it's a big game for both.
Like, both teams, this the must win, it's that cliche must win game. Like, for Dallas to be on the road, that's probably the best thing that can happen.
Pressure's off a bit.
Well, I mean,
and the winning record's on the road, right?
Seen what happens when they play at home; they get blown out. So,
have they won a game at home yet this year?
No,
but so all their wins came on the road.
3-0 on the road, 0-3 at home. Oof. Off their bye.
Plus, last year they lost at home.
Yeah, So they're getting blown out at home though. They're not even in the game.
So weird,
right?
So weird.
It's like, what is happening? Are you that futile? You can't even figure out, like, you know. Other than kicking field goals, the turnovers are killing them in the red zone of all places. And the decision making, I'm sorry, but like, there's something going on with that defense that just, whether they got, you know, whether Parsons is playing or not, like, you got to be able to tackle. Like, I don't know. They're just a horrible football team right now.
Is anybody coming back?
I don't see. Yeah. I mean, Deron Bland is coming back.
I saw that.
Good. Yeah. That's good for their secondary. Yep. And with San Francisco's injuries,
there's a chance
that'll bode well for them shutting down the receivers, because they only got Jennings. I don't even know if Debo is going to even play because he's got pneumonia, whatever. They got all these crazy injuries. They got Purdy's making all these kinds of mistakes. McCaffrey's not playing.
They're a very beatable team, and Dallas needs this game.
Yeah, and Dallas isn't going to beat many teams right now. So I think if any teams, you know, to get a little bit of like, a little bit of like mojo in your step, to beat a team that you've never been able to beat over the last few years, that would be huge for them.
Yeah,
that would be a big win for them. But I'm not sold on them like all of a sudden becoming a good team just because they beat a team that's injury riddled.
And then they're going to run and they're not going to lose a game.
You throw stars back on San Fran and they're playing like, I'm sorry, Dallas. Like, you are what you are. You're a mediocre team.
Because they're coming off the bye, 3-3, right? Philly won.
Mediocre right there.
Philly won last week. They're 4-2.
Yep.
Washington won. They're 5-2.
Yeah. They have to win this game.
They
to stay
to
in their division.
Because you got big games coming up. Because now you got...
Well, you still got to play Washington twice.
Right.
You still got to play Philadelphia twice. So it's so important that they win this game to stay in the division race.
Like, right, because this week, if you look at the NFC East, okay, with the records of Dallas 3-3, I don't care about the Giants. Dallas 3-3, Eagles 4-2, and Washington 5-2. The Eagles have Cincinnati at home.
Yeah.
Right? Cincinnati's not a bad team. They just seems like they just can't.
I'll tell you right now.
They can't buy a win.
Cincinnati would. Okay. Dallas has to play Cincinnati too.
Right. But Dallas needs to win this game because Cincinnati could beat Philly.
No, I know.
And that brings them back into the mix.
100%, right? Joe. But what I'm saying is Cincinnati would beat Dallas. Cincinnati would beat Philly.
Right.
Cincinnati would beat the Giants. Cincinnati would beat the division of the NFC East, other than maybe Washington. But well, I still think they could beat Washington too, to be honest with you.
Play. But yeah, but this is what I'm saying. I'm trying to say like Dallas, this is big for Dallas, because if Dallas could win this game, I don't think Philly's going to beat Cincinnati.
No, I don't either.
Then you got the other big game, though, is Washington and Chicago.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right? And we don't know if Daniels is playing yet.
Yeah.
If he wants to play, he said, though.
If Daniels isn't playing, they're not winning that game.
He's like, I want to play, but it's not my decision.
You got to let him play.
You do? Like, you?
Well, okay, so what's his injury?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it's not a head injury. As long as it's not a head injury, he should go give it a try.
Yeah, if it's something that could tape him up and just go.
I mean, okay, he's not, if he doesn't have to run, or if the team knows that he can't run, that's a problem. The other team. I mean, if the team they're playing. Yeah. But if he can play. Yeah. You know, that would show something for him in just from being a football player.
Yeah, because the Bears.
If you can throw the ball, play.
The Bears coming off their bye, they went into their bye on an all-time high.
Yeah.
Right? Because things are starting to like gel a bit.
This is like.
It's a big game.
Yeah, like that's billboard stuff. Like these two guys.
For them. Yeah.
The generational kind of like the next round of generational QBs to play against each other.
They went 1-2, right? They went 1-2.
I mean, come on. You got to. That, you know what? The odds makers and Vegas, so like Daniel's going to play.
Well, they have Chicago favored by 3. That's because of Daniel's unknown.
Yeah, for sure.
Game time decision.
If he's not playing, Chicago's going to be favored.
Somebody stepped in for them last week. Who was it? And they put a lot of points up because when Daniels went out early, I mean, Carolina stinks, but.
Yeah, given the opponent, Joe, I don't think.
Oh, it was Mariota. It was Marcus Mariota.
Well, he can run.
He put up 2 touchdowns. He threw for 205 yards. Daniels only threw for 6 yards and he got out of the game.
Wow.
So Mariota won that game. Oh, he put up the 40 points. But I think their defense put up points, right?
Yeah, with my buddy Quinn coaching that defense. I mean, I'm not surprised. Like, let's just think of the opponent. So, of all games. The
defense put up 1 touchdown.
Yeah. But like,
out of the 40.
Let's just think. Of all opponents for Daniels to get hurt against and potentially win the game, well, that would be one. Like, they're playing a really bad team. So, they're lucky that they weren't playing a good team. They probably would have lost that game. You know, with whoever was coming in, Mariota or not. I mean, Daniels is the spark. He's the guy they need to be 100%. Playing for that team to be the team that they want to be.
And they want, and both of them circled this.
Yeah. Of course.
You know they did.
Yeah, because
they're like, you're
probably. I should have been number one. Exactly. You should have been number two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know they like circled this Joe. Game. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know they circled this game.
Exactly.
They wanted this game.
Yeah.
Everybody wants this game.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see who is the guy.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it's a good game. I want to watch this game. I don't know who's going to win this game.
I hope Daniels plays because otherwise I'm not watching.
If Daniels plays, I'm going to lean it to Washington.
If Daniels plays?
Yeah.
No, so would I.
Yeah.
So would I.
Yeah.
I would go that way. But I'm like, this Williams guy is turning the corner, obviously. I mean, with his team, he's probably getting like, you know, sometimes it takes a little more time to like, bring, you know, that chemistry into your team. You're taking over a franchise, right? Just like Daniels. But I think coaching has a lot to do with how quickly you do that. And I now think that Williams and Daniels, they are the future for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Like, they don't go number one, number two for
they're the new young guns,
for
right?
any other
they're,
reason.
They're the new guys in the league. They're having great first year, right? They're doing well. I don't know.
On team, like Joe, let's be clear. On teams that weren't very good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They both have winning records. So one's 4-2,
one's
5-2. Where
is the QB position in the league? Let's just quickly go back to Tua. What a difference a good QB makes on your football team.
Oh, yes. But in also saying that, I'll flip that on you.
Sure, flip
saying
it.
Saying Washington won with their backup and still put 40 points up.
But they were playing the Panthers.
I don't think Miami would have done that against the Panthers.
Yeah. You might be right.
I don't. There was no way 40 points were going up on that.
That says
one.
A lot about your Dolphins.
But that's why I'm excited about the Miami-Arizona game, because this is the game that, you know, everybody's saying, what is Tua going to, what's the first play going to be? Is it going to be a long bomb to Tyreek Hill? It has to be.
Probably.
Not going to hand it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to give the ball to your quarterback and throw it right away.
I want to look ahead now, and I want to see what play.
I want to see it. I want to see it. Now,
I'll be watching now just because you said that.
I just want to see. You know, if he comes back.
And if he Miami hands off, though, I'll be calling you.
If Miami puts up 40 points, let's say.
That's a lot of points.
Okay. Right. Yeah. 30 points. I don't care. It's already going to sit there and say, this team is nothing without him.
Yeah, considering what they did without him, I think, like, let's be honest.
And Miami's at home.
They were, like, maybe a couple field goals without Tua, right?
Oh, worse.
Like, that's my point. Like, so if they put up, like, if they put up a lot of points, then you're right.
And about
the coach, the QB, all those things you're saying.
Everybody's watching this game.
Yeah, because they want
to. The whole league's watching this game. Everybody needs to know who's out there, what's going to happen, right? But it's the game itself. And this is a do or die for Miami. So this game's got Miami and Arizona. Miami's favored by 4. That's just because Tua's back. Because if Tua wasn't back.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't be favored at all.
Arizona's
actually.
Not a bad team.
They're a little bit of an enigma because they play well and then they don't play well. They play well, they don't play well. It's like they're a bit of like a roller coaster seesaw kind of team. And when Murray's on,
that's the thing.
He seems really good. And then when he's off, he's really off.
Really off. Like mistake after
mistake. Yeah, like you got to watch him in warm-ups or something. See what's going on with this guy.
Well, he had a horrible game against the Chargers. It was horrible. I mean, I think he only threw for like.
Yeah, meanwhile, if you go back to week one, they should have beat the Bills.
Should have. Yeah, but I don't know, is Harrison Jr. out?
Oh, wait. He came back last game. Did he? He was out the previous game. So that might say something about, you know, what kind of team they are too, because he makes a big difference on their team.
Oh, big difference. I mean, but he's also still a rookie. Right? But I think
he's a different kind of rookie. Yeah, you know, his dad must be talking to him a lot. You know, the Hall of Famer, have a Hall of Famer as your dad playing the same position. That's got to say something about what kind of knowledge you have.
You don't see a lot of that. Like, you always see them playing a different position.
Yeah, it is kind of rare.
Yeah.
Like your dad's a Hall of Fame wide receiver at the same position that you are, and you are a first round, like you're a generational talent. To have a father and son in that category, and we're not talking about LeBron and his son. We're talking about two guys that are considered really good at their positions, right? So it's a different dynamic. I actually think that Harrison Jr. Makes a big difference on the Arizona Cardinals for Murray. Like Murray, if he's not in there, all of a sudden he's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Who did Murray have before? He had DeAndre Hopkins, then he went to Tennessee, or was DeAndre Hopkins not there when Murray was there?
No.
He had Kirk. Christian Kirk was there.
Yeah, but yes. Originally, like that's Hopkins got traded to Arizona, right? So he went to Arizona when Murray was there because maybe they were going to be that team with Kinsbury as the coach and they were on fire. And then all of a sudden just stuff went south.
Right.
Like it just went bad in a hurry. And then they got rid of everyone except Murray because of the contract.
Yeah, and I think
it was a big contract that he signed.
But he was also really banged up, right? Last year for sure.
Yeah, Murray.
So
yeah.
I think this was supposed to be his like this bounce is back.
Yeah, I mean in some sense because the contract was a couple years ago now removed or 3 years ago, like this is his time to shine. And
they're struggling a bit.
But right now he's either up or he's down. There's no middle ground with this guy.
No.
He's either good or bad.
But same with like their run game, right? Like their running backs, like Connors, that came from Pittsburgh, had one good year, right?
Yeah.
Hasn't been really explosive.
He had a really good year, I think last year, actually, or maybe I'm wrong, but he had like a Pro Bowl type season.
Oh, man, maybe.
I mean, when all you have is the run, you're going to get a lot of opportunities.
Yeah. And So we'll see. I mean, Miami, Arizona, I mean, kind of a do or die game for Miami. So there's one more game I want to talk about. It's come up this week. It doesn't look great on paper, but it's an interesting game to me, which is Houston and Indy.
Houston,
Houston's a great team, but they haven't been like really good.
Yeah, they haven't stood out.
No, they haven't stood out. So this game's kind of interesting to me because I want to see, like, I've been saying this week to week, I want to see Houston, like, where's their breakout game? Okay, they beat the Patriots 1 week by 20, but that's the Patriots.
Yeah, anyone can.
But every other game, they've been, like, nail biters.
Yeah, they could have easily lost those games.
Yeah, so I'm just interested because I thought Houston was going to take that step forward.
Yeah.
This year.
Me too.
Yeah, and it seems like they're not, and I know they're.
It's
first
like they're
in
stuck
division.
In neutral.
Yeah, they're kind of in that. They're winning games. Yeah,
we I think we know we're good, but their confidence isn't quite maybe there, or there's something, you know.
Like they're winning games. They are.
Yeah.
But Indy
like,
is too.
Like the Chiefs, I mean, they just keep winning.
Right. But they're 5-2 and Indy's 4-3. This is a big game.
What, Indy's 4-3?
Yeah. And they're in the same division. This is a big game for them.
Wow.
I want to see this game.
Shocking to hear that.
And you always say it. You have to win
in your division.
In your division. So, I mean, if Indy comes out of this game on top,
yeah,
they're now tied for first place with Houston, where everybody thought Houston was really going to take that step forward this year and be like, contender to AFC championships,
yeah,
right?
Crazy.
Like to get there. Yeah. So I'm really interested in this game because Richardson's back. And okay, listen, they beat Miami last week, which wasn't like hard.
Yeah.
But that was Richardson's first game back. What a good game to come back to, right? Like to sneak the win out and get his feet wet again. So I'm interested in this game. I want to see how this game pans out for both teams. I just want to see if Houston finally just like.
Just annihilate someone?
Just steps up to where they're supposed to be and play that game.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably thinking the same thing. It's like, you know, what are we? Like, are we supposed to be, like, the best team in one of the best teams in the league? Or are we supposed to be, in, like, stuck in the middle? They seem like they're, as much as they have a good winning record, like you said, if they falter in a game like this, they become mediocre.
Yeah, they end up becoming that
middle-of-the-pack
wildcard game.
Yeah, like, don't know what to expect.
And especially that they should have won this division. Like everybody pets on to win the division. Yeah.
So if you're a better in this game, Joe, would you like be all in on Houston just to take the next step, or would you be like, you know what, like the Colts? It's a division game
it's a division
too, right?
Game.
So the Colts know how they know what Houston is too.
I would almost take Indy to cover.
Yeah, what's
5?
Yeah, I probably and I, it's in Houston.
Yeah, like Houston hasn't been running away with teams.
Indy over the years, man. Played Houston tough.
It's I don't know. Like I think if it was like money line, like I would take Houston at home.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna win. But like my 5, I don't know because they haven't been running away.
Yeah, 5 is actually saying that you're gonna really beat this team. That's what 5 points is.
The biggest spreads this week here, to do this super quick, is Detroit's playing Tennessee. Detroit's at home. The spread's 11. That's a big one.
I'll say no.
That's a big spread.
I'll be taking the Titans in that.
That's one of the big, yeah.
For the spread, I would alone.
Yeah.
Like any
that's going to be the biggest.
If you get a 10 this year. If you get a 10 plus spread, I'm willing to take that over the history of 10 point spreads, those don't come in your favor.
When we talked about this one, Baltimore and Cleveland at home, the spread for Baltimore is 8.5. I think I would take that.
Yeah, Baltimore's a scary team.
And Cleveland is just.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're decimated on all levels.
You're
and I'm not
who's
talking
next.
About injuries. I'm
you're
talking
wondering
about
who's next.
Their headspace.
Yeah, and I bet you. And you're wondering who's next. Somebody's going.
Yeah, like the coach.
No, I mean like trade. Like another player's going for the trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean I would love to see Miles Garrett in a Cowboy uniform. That'd be
I'd
great.
See him in any, I think everybody would love any uniform. Guys, hell of a player. I mean that's the big. Those are the biggest spreads. Those two. Everything else is. The Chiefs and the Raiders. Chiefs are 9.5. It's a big spread too, but the Raiders aren't nothing to write home to.
But the Raiders are a notorious spread beater. Like they did it last week again. Like they're not a good team, but they're always the spread is so big that they always seem to beat the spread. So I'm like, I'd probably take the Raiders.
Yeah, ugh, the Raiders.
not to win the game, Joe.
I know, but it's what another team. Ugh, just.
Oh my God.
A couple teams are just messy.
Okay, so I you know what? That kind of brings me to like, you know, the extra point of the week. Should we do it now?
Yeah.
Can we do it now?
Do it.
It's like you know as well as I do when it comes to what is the X factor in a team. It's not necessarily the best player. It's coaching and how you keep your team positive and like reinforce how, you know, you need to be a good teammate. You need to be accountable. You need to like all those things. Like the extra point for me is knowing when I was growing up, I was on a bad football team many, many times, but it was the coach I would always hear that would just give that praise, give that little bit of positive reinforcement that would like allow you to play the next game and maybe think that you could like win that game. So what's going on in the NFL now, knowing that we're approaching that midway point? What coach is actually setting themselves the bar really high and just saying like, okay, guys, as much as we're down right now, we're dealing with a lot. There's a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries. How are we going to pull through and remain positive and like come out on the winning edge? And like, I can think of my team, like I just imagine what's going on in the locker rooms and the coaching and the practices with McCarthy and how you're trying to stay positive with your team. I mean, we don't talk about it, Joe. You know, we were players. We kind of, we dabble in the volunteer coaching, you know, kind of era. And it's like when players are down on themselves and they come back and they're just like, you can't win when you're being negative.
Yeah.
If you're not staying positive and finding some kind of silver lining, good luck to you. Because you're not going to pull through on any front. All probably winning championship teams have faced that kind of adversity, but they have a positive kind of reinforcement. And I think it always comes with coaching. So I just think that all the leaders in the room, you could have the best players you want, but your leader needs to be your coach to like point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree. I think I totally agree with what you're saying. And if you look at my opinion this year in the NFL, there's two, I guess you could say there's two sides, or there's two, it's like divided right now. So you have teams that are down and out. So like San Fran, Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. Where they're missing a lot of key players.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not winning. Right.
So they're still in it.
Right. Yeah. So their coach needs to be that motivator to make sure everybody is
motivator.
Is keeping their head above water to say, you know, we do this as a team, right? Yeah. Like we're losing as a team or winning as a team, but we got to remember we're a team and we're going to get through this. Right?
Yeah, go down fighting.
Right, but we're going to get through this together as a team and just keep everything motivated and keep going.
That's right.
Then you have teams like, which I was going to say Buffalo, but now Buffalo's also lost key defensive players for this game coming up. Like Bernard's out, Samuels, like these guys are out.
Oh, I did not know
that. So there's more defensive players coming out. So you got that coach trying to sit there and say, guys, like, And Josh Allen, we're simply going, guys, we could do this, right, with who we have and motivating everybody's next man up.
Next man up mentality,
right? You look at a team like Kansas City, they're missing a lot of players.
Yeah. Like, but they've been doing next man up every week.
I know they just signed Hopkins, but they're missing a ton of offensive players.
Yeah, key guys, yeah.
But that coach is like keeping everybody, you know, light at practice and go.
Everyone's
and
go. Accountable. So
you're 100% right. Like, you look at teams that are struggling, that don't have the leadership. I look at Oakland.
Yeah.
Oakland's struggling, and there's no leader on that team.
It doesn't seem like it.
You can even hear it in the press conference. Like, Crosby's supposed to be one, but he doesn't sound like one.
Yeah. I've not listened to him, so I'm not sure.
To me, he's a little bit arrogant player. Like, it's about him. But you're right. Like, you look at these teams now where the coach has to be that leader of the team, and you can see it.
Yeah.
You can see when they get on the field. You can see how they're winning the games.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's just,
I know a lot of players, like, they talk about coaching. Like you don't hear about it a lot.
And they want to play for coaches.
Yeah, they're like, I want to play for a coach. Yeah, I'll leave teams to follow this coach.
Who do you think's the number one coach that people would leave for today to go play for? Contract's up. It's about you want to play for a coach.
Oh, my God. The one that comes to mind would be Parsons would leave Dallas to go play with Washington and Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
it's going to happen.
Like, you're more of like they're following because they've played for them. Like, Quinn was their defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But I'm saying from a head coach perspective.
Oh, a head coach. Who would, well, he's the head coach now at Washington. But.
Right. But who would they go play for a head coach to say, I get to play with that coach? I'm going to like, I'm gonna win. I'm going to get records. I'm going to chance for a Super Bowl. I'm going to
yeah. do all that.
Andy Reid's won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Players would like flock there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably why Hopkins is even going there.
Well,
I'm not saying that he
also gives you that opportunity. Yeah.
I'm sure he wants to play Mahomes. I get it because he's going to be like, you know, he's the next.
Tomlin's right? got to be another one.
Oh, like if I was a player, you said it. If I was a player, I would be wanting to play for him.
Yeah. He's like, got to be one of them.
Yeah. I would be playing with a heart on my sleeve for that guy.
What about Baltimore? What about Harbaugh? Would you play for him?
I like Harbaugh. But I'm not like, I've never been a big fan of him. I don't know. Maybe it's the name yeah. and his brother. I don't know. Like there just seemed to be too much drama sometimes and decision making at times kind of like I was questionable with him.
Yeah.
So maybe, and I'm not arguing I'm not a better coach. I'm just saying that if I were to pick a coach that I wanted to play for, then other than Quinn who left Dallas, I would definitely go Andy Reid. Yeah. I would go with Packers head coach, man, his name just slipped me, and LaFleur. I don't know why, LaFleur. Yeah.
And it's funny because
because
everybody, not everybody, a lot of players last year came onto the Miami Dolphin bandwagon because of, oh, I want to go play for Mike McDaniels and, you know, the what they're doing there in Miami, and it's like, yeah. you know, it's just the whole atmosphere there and the training, everything. Everyone went to play for Miami all of a sudden. Like,
yeah.
It was, everyone wants to go there. Now I'm sitting there going, ooh.
Maybe
players now sitting there going, I don't know if I want to play there
yeah,
anymore.
I just want to play for. I just want to play with Tua.
Exactly, because Tua give me my yards and I'm going to get paid. But yeah, so he was one coach. If this was the question last year, I would have thrown Mike McDaniel in that mix.
Yeah, but not now.
Not now, because I think he's getting exposed. But Andy Reid's got to be the top.
People do get
exposed.
I would say
Andy Reid and then Mike Tomlin are the top two coaches or players would go play for.
Yeah.
They got to have the best attitude. They
yeah.
have to.
Yeah, no. If you look at their demeanor alone,
yeah.
their body language, just they've been through it all. They know how to handle it all. There's no stress on them coaching a team.
Yeah.
You know, they've done it so long, they can walk away now. They're both Hall of Fame coaches.
Oh, for sure.
Like, so why wouldn't you want to play for that guy?
Yeah,
I would be lining up.
Yeah, and I think they're the poster childs of motivational coaches.
For sure,
gotta be.
For sure.
If you're being a
coach coming up, you'd be like, give me all the tape on Andy Reid and Mike Tomlin so I can learn how to be a good coach.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Don't give me the game film. Give me the coach on the sideline film.
Who's the next leader after the coach? Is it the quarterback?
After the head coach?
Yeah, after the head coach, who's the next man room? Has to be quarterback.
It better be.
Yeah, has to be.
Like, there's no
your
doubt
tight
in my
end
mind.
Can't be your voice of the room.
If you have the quarterback in your room, which is proven with these draft picks lately, if you have that guy,
he's the guy.
He has to be the next guy in line besides the head coach.
After
like
that,
what, the go, way players look up to.
After so like captain, you would say is your quarterback.
Yeah.
After that, would it be a defensive player?
Yeah, it might be the best defensive player on your team.
After that, after the quarterback's got to be.
Like, yeah, I would say so because two sides of the ball. Like, if you got the one side of the ball, who's your other guy on the other side of the ball? And then you can look up to that guy. So, for sure, the hierarchy has to be that. Coach, your quarterback, and then, you know, whether it's your linebacker, safety, whatever, whoever your guy is on defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be your next motivation. That,
I think that's where champions are made of.
Oh, for sure. You need those guys on your team or you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, so... All the talent out there in the world, if you don't have good coaching, it's not going to show.
Would you, super quick before ended, can you think of anybody that all the talent was wasted because never had the opportunity to be on a good coach team?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's got to be.
I mean, I'm sure there's a few, Joe. I'm sure you can look. Like, I mean.
Did Barry Sanders have winning records every year?
No.
As a Lion?
No. No. Barry Sanders was the only reason why they were on the map.
Yeah. So, like there, that could be one where he did everything he could on his own.
Yeah, that's probably like why he retired prematurely. Like, he probably was like,
nothing else I can do here.
I got no one to look up to here.
Yeah, yeah. nothing else I can do.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's got to be one.
Yeah, I think there's probably a lot of cases where you can look at in the history of the league where You look back.
Dan Marino had winning records though. He had winning seasons. They just never could do it.
They went to one Super Bowl and lost, and he never got back. Yeah, right?
Yeah. He had a lot of
He's definitely records. The one player that should have won a Super Bowl and never won. Records, like out of all players,
and he might not even win one ever as the organization with Miami because he's up there as whatever. He might not even get a ring with Miami because
because he's within the organization. Yeah, yeah. So if they win, there's an organization they win, then he gets one.
But I don't think even that's happening.
That wouldn't feel as good anyway.
No,
he's not playing.
Yeah, but.
It'll feel good for you, Joe.
It would. But there's got to be a... You know what? We should bring that up next week. There's got to be a ton of players that...
That's actually a good one to look into. Great
generational player, just never got a chance.
Yeah, because I think of like the best players ever. And I'm like, a lot of the best players ever won championships. And I'm not saying it's because, like, obviously it had a lot to do with them.
Would Derrick Henry go down with one if he never gets one?
Oh, he
would go down for sure. He'd be a Barry Sanders.
Because he might. I know they got an extra game, but he might beat the record. If he averages what he's averaging now, he'll beat the rushing record. But with an extra game. So that's the only
But he
issue.
Would go down as probably one of the
ultimate
like he did not get one.
Ultimate
and he was like,
winners, losers in the league. Like he would have both the winner, you're the best running back, but you never
won
the championship.
And I know he's having a great year this year, but his window's closing.
Oh no, he doesn't have much time.
No.
Like what do you think? First of all, he's a running back.
But he has to stay with Baltimore.
Yeah, honestly, Joe, I'll say it. Like for him to play as long as he has already, he's probably got 1 year left. Like after this year, he might have one.
Yeah. Well, he's having a good year though, man.
I know, but he's also got the energy of playing with arguably one of the best players in the league, which makes his job way easier.
His best chance to win a Super Bowl is this year right now.
There's no doubt that this year, if the Ravens don't do it this year,
he's got a lot of thinking to do.
Henry's odds go down next year.
And he has a lot of thinking to do. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Either I'm here or where am I?
Yeah.
Kansas City? Like he's got to start going to where's my best chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, there's no better chance than now.
No, right now, this is it for him. But he would go down as one of the most like, wow, this guy's done everything he could have done in his career that you could have asked for this running back to do on multiple teams.
Yeah,
he just never.
Unfortunately,
never got it.
Unfortunately, the position also plays into that because. You could look at all the best running backs ever in the league, and you know there's some really good ones that never won a championship.
And fall off.
Did Jim Brown ever win? Well, Cleveland Steve. Never.
Oh won. No, Cleveland. Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, some of the best running backs ever never won.
And some of them
Super Bowls.
Right. And some of them fall off like this.
And I'm not talking about Emmitt Smith. And I'm not talking about
I mean, because they also had the team around them
Exactly.
Right. If you're not running the ball,
Adrian Peterson win a Super Bowl?
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook is not in the same category, but.
No, but I mean, like, he was a hell of a running back.
Yeah.
But I know he just fell off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But he was good, yes.
He
was great.
Really good.
He was at probably 2-3 years, he was the best in the league.
Oh, easy. Yeah. It's just.
And he's also on the practice squad of the Cowboys. So can he play anymore? Can we put him on the team?
His brother definitely could.
You know, because Dak's got to stop throwing it, maybe handing it off a couple times.
Yeah, but who are you going to hand off to? But at this point, what do you have to lose if you bring him up for one game? One game.
Nothing. You have zero to lose. Already a loser. You know what I mean? So okay, you might as well
five
try.
Snaps, maybe. Who cares? Just put him out there.
I know.
You need a spark somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere you need a spark in offense.
Yeah, teams need to get desperate and think outside the box. Sorry?
Engaged? Dak? Who?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think he finally got engaged.
Jeez, good for him.
Yeah, maybe a win, though. Maybe that was the pressure all year. Maybe it was the pressure from his girlfriend all year was like just riding him because, you're not even, when are you going to ask me to marry you?
Yeah, riding him, yeah.
You know what I mean. No, when are you going to ask me to marry you? When are you guys going to marry you?
I know what you're saying, but maybe pressure can definitely get to you in your personal life and affect your professional life. So maybe.
Ooh, right off the press, Zach Sealer is not going to play Sunday for the Dolphins. Zach Sealer, he's their defensive lineman, number one defensive lineman. Hasn't missed a game since 2019.
Wow.
You wonder why he's missing the game? He got a finger in the eye of practice.
Ugh. Just
what a
broke
luck.
Up his cornea. What a shit luck.
You might.
That's kind of shitty.
Getting hurt in practice and then you can't play because of practice?
Yeah.
We talking about practice?
Yeah, well, you get the, like, that injury, like, first of all, like, not playing sucks, but, you know, you get the season-ending injuries where you tear an ACL, you know, you break your leg. In practice, it, every year that happens, too.
It's the worst.
But the finger in the eye.
Finger in the eye could be long-term. It could be, that's, you don't know what happens with finger in the eye. It's nasty.
Yeah, he could have pushed his eyeball right in his head.
And you know that happens in those scrums there. Somebody's getting the finger in the eye. Yeah,
that's a bad one.
Imagine, but you imagine back in the day how dirty it was.
It's a move too, you know, in kung fu, you know, you poke the eye out, dude's done.
But back in the day, it was way dirtier out there than it is now.
Yeah, it's dirtier, probably. The world's a little dirtier now, Joe.
No, but I'd say like back in the day, like in the
70s, 80s. You mean back in the day it was dirtier.
Guys were getting way dirtier shots.
It's true.
Than they are now.
It's a little, a little softer now.
Now with it's not as bad. But those when those guys were down on the ground all in the scrum, somebody was getting a shot.
Oh yeah, you're getting a kidney shot.
Oh yeah,
a groin shot.
Now they're they don't know how to tackle these.
And players. they don't call penalties back then.
There was no flags.
They call a flag. I think they've called a flag on me just watching.
There's a lot. At one point, I was watching. I don't know which game I was watching. I was like, but how many flags do these guys have on them? Their flags fly out now.
Got them under their hats.
Every play is a flag. Guaranteed. It's almost like would you say 70-30 chance that a flag's getting pulled off every play?
Well,
it's not 50-50. It's way more.
Yeah, and I think they listen to, like, you know, how we talk. The cliche is, you know, you can call a flag on every play. Well, guess what? They decided that they're going to use that, and they're going to call a flag on almost every play. So you're right. The 70-30 rule, 80-20 rule, whatever you want to call it.
Though now.
Flag.
Non-stop. And I get this.
It's going to hurt their...
It's just
non-stop. I mean, first of all, they know they can actually change that. Like, that's the way they referee the game. So maybe they need to have one of those conversations. Are we hurting our fan base by... Of course you are.
Of course you are.
Because that's 100%. All we talk about how bad these calls are.
It's horrible.
All the missed calls, all the Vegas calls, all those calls.
All the too many calls to me. It's too many calls. Let's see how many calls we got this week.
Well, we haven't got one call yet, Joe.
No, we haven't. We have no number.
We'll be giving out the number next week.
Yeah?
Call in.
Oh, boy.
Call in and ask us a question. Come on, viewers. Do it. I dare you.
Okay.
We might not
we're going to give out Dave's number though. Dave, give him your number. Let them call you first.
Yeah, okay. I'll definitely give him my fake number.
You better hope not somebody on the West Coast calling you on that time change.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Hello? What are you talking about? You know nothing about the Rams.
Yeah. Oh, no. But anyway.
All right.
So where are we at? We're done?
We're done. We got a lot of football. I'm excited for my team this weekend.
I'm not excited for my team.
Yeah, you are, because they're coming off the bye, and you want to see them beat the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, it won't happen, though. I'm calling it right now.
I say Dallas wins. Dallas wins. San Fran's 4.5. I say Dallas wins.
All right. I say no. I say Dallas loses.
Dallas wins. Miami wins. Seattle wins over Buffalo. Cincinnati wins over Philly. And it all depends if Daniels plays or not. Daniel plays, Washington wins. Daniel does not play, the Bears win. Either or, that should be a good game.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that game.
That should be a good game.
All right, everybody. All right, next week. Later. Out.